Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we become one with nature. Trees and other plants can be grown almost anywhere, even in big cities. A relatively small but thick forest is growing near Washington, D.C. It can be found off a busy road in Maryland. Marcia James tells us about one Maryland community that is enjoying the quality of life and other benefits of plants, one tree at a time.
2,400 people live in the town of Forest Heights. Their neighborhood overlooks the road that many of them take to work. There is no city or business center. Only few service stations, carry out restaurants, and liquor stores. What Forest Heights does have is a can-do leader, Mayor Jacqueline Goodall, a woman with a vision.
My vision for our town is to be the greenest town in Maryland. Matter of fact, Forest Heights was green before green was green.
Trees are central to that plan. 150 young people are helping to prepare land for 500 trees. All of them are students from the University of Maryland. They are working near an elementary school in an area that often floods after heavy rainfall. Mayor Goodall wants the students to make sure they remove unwanted plant life. Trees growing in this area can help protect the school grounds and nearby homes when it rains. Jacqueline Goodall says the homeowner reaps even more benefits. Anne Buckaloo is a scientist with the U.S. Forest Service. She stopped by to inspect Mayor Goodall's progress in urban forestry.
You know, if we want to address the stormwater issue, there's things that we must do. Planting trees is one of them.
Exactly.
Educating our citizens on what they need to be doing on their property.
Anne Buckaloo says as people begin to see trees as something of value, cities become richer and more livable. Mayor Goodall started her planting campaign in 2008 when she was still just a member of the town council. The tree canopy covered only 37% of Forest Heights at the time. Since then, she has turned the local government building into an urban forest and planted 1,100 street trees in front of homes. She says as they grow, they will increase property values, reduce atmospheric pollutants, and aid with storm water retention. Mayor Goodall estimates that is worth about $3 million to the town. Betty Wilson and her neighbors now live on tree-lined streets. Mayor Goodall says the goal is to increase understanding about health and the economic and ecosystem services that trees provide. Her hope is that Forest Heights lives up to its name by covering its streets with a green canopy. I'm Marcia James.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. America's 50th state, Hawaii, recently suffered two large, rare storms. The high winds and heavy rains left plant scientists hoping that the island's most unusual plants survived. Mario Ritter has more on what one expert is doing to help save those plants in Hawaii.
America's 50th state, Hawaii, recently suffered two large, rare storms. The high winds and heavy rains left plant scientists hoping that the island's most unusual plants survived. The state is home to many native plants. They include 1,200 species, 90% of which are not found anywhere else in the world. But Hawaii also has become the endangered species capital of the United States. Nearly 40% of the plants on that endangered list grow in Hawaii. Its natural heritage has been disappearing because plants and animals from other areas have invaded. Experts also blame agriculture, development, and natural events that cannot be predicted. Field plant expert Steve Perlman has led protection of Hawaii's endangered species for more than 40 years. He is one of the state's first rock star botanists. In the 1970s, he rappelled, using ropes around his body, to swing down from high cliffs to save the Brigamia insignis. People call this rare Hawaiian plant Alula. Then Mr. Perlman started to use those same methods of climbing and hanging from cliffs to get to other plants. He is now in his 60s, but he is still rappelling off cliffs to save endangered plants. The rescued plants are varieties, or kinds, that have established themselves in places where hungry animals, like goats and pigs, could not get them. He says it is worth it to see a species survive. After a long career as a field botanist at the National Tropical Botanical Garden, he is now the statewide specialist for Hawaii's Plant Extinction Prevention Program. The program centers on protecting species with fewer than 50 plants remaining in the wild. Mr. Perlman also continues to discover new species through his work. The Hibiscadelphus trees are an example he and others found growing in a steep valley on the island of Maui. His explorations often take him to places that have not been touched. I'm Mario Ritter.
And that's our program for today. Join us tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.